Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Jimmy Butler down the far wing, waiting now, driving to the paint, jump pass over the post. Post puts it on the deck, bounce pass to Pajemski. He's open, takes a three, and Pajemski converts. Golden State has a double-digit lead, 33-21. They get the win, a bounce-back win after a disappointing game last night. 105-98, the win over Houston. The Warriors have now won 16 of the last 17 against the Rockets. Get to the break. Chase Center will get the All-Star Weekend cranked up. And the Warriors now will have some time for Jimmy Butler to get in some better shape, to rest some tired legs, get Jonathan Kuminga back, and see what they can do. Warriors 28 and 27 now. 55 games, 27 to go. 13 home, 14 road left. So that's where they are right now. Brandon Pajemski is nice enough to put the headset on. Brandon, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How big was this to bounce back after last night and to come away with a win?
Oh, man, we needed it. You know, they left a bad taste in our mouths the last time we played them in a season tournament game. And so, you know, we just had to get them back. And obviously, after a loss like we did last night, we couldn't drop two in a row before the break. And so, you know, we head into the break, a game over 500. I don't know how many are left, but, you know, we're just excited. Our new group, we're going to have JK back pretty soon. And so I'm excited. And I had a blast out there with the guys through adversity in the last third quarter and fourth quarter. You know, it was great to see us come out with a win because last time we were here, they ended up winning.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I noticed in the first half, it looked like you were looking to score tonight in that first half. Was that something that you came into the game with that kind of mindset?
I mean, not really. I know I can score the ball, you know, at a good level. But I just try to take what the defense gives me. And, you know, we had a bunch of mismatches out there. And so, having Jimmy out there as a great, you know, post one-on-one player really puts the defense in a bind because they got to choose, you know, whether they want to play with the mismatch or go double. And then, you know, we're really good at playing 4-on-3. And so, I mean, shots went in the first half, not so much the second half for me, but all that matters, we came out with the win.
What's more satisfying for you when you drive and you put on those air brakes and the guy flies by and you lay it in, or when you rip the ball away from an offensive player like you did there right at the end?
I mean, I would probably say when I rip it away from the offensive player. You know, defense is what's going to get us over the hump. And I think for the most part tonight, we were solid. I think, you know, in that second half, we start to foul a little bit. We turned the ball over, so now they get their transition. And so in the first half, we didn't turn the ball over. And their only way of scoring was us fouling or offensive rebounds. And so a lot to clean up, but it'll be a good feeling for the next 5 days until I think five or maybe a week until we play again. And just so happy that we could get a win.
Got any plans for the break?
Yeah. I mean, fly back tonight, practice at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Rising Stars, and then the game's obviously tomorrow night, and then I'm going to go see my best friend play D2 ball in Michigan. So
awesome.
I'll get off my feet a little bit and see my best friend, but, you know, hopefully you guys enjoy your break just as much as I do.
I think everybody will, and I think, you know, I'm excited for the final stretch run. You get Jonathan Kuminga back. It's like adding a great player, and Jimmy Butler will be fitting in even better after the break, so it's going to be fun.
How many we got left?
We got, 27 left, I believe.
27 left?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Let's try to go at least, you know, 21-6 or something like that.
There you go. I would like that a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys.
Brandon Pajemski. My guest here, the final score, Warriors 105, Rockets 98. Well, Golden State jumped out to a 24-point lead as the Warriors win despite shooting 39% from the field, 26.8% from the three-point line. And I know you might want to sit down for this one. The Warriors, in a large part, won the game because of free throw shooting. That's right. 24 of 27 compared to 10 of 18 for Houston. And Stephen Curry was the guy who got to the line tonight, 8 of 9. Jimmy Butler had only two free throws, probably late in the second half. He would finish with six. He had 19 points. First time in a year the Warriors have had all five starters in double figures as they end up with a 105-98 win over the Houston Rockets. Warriors now have beaten the Rockets in the four meetings so far. In three of the four times that these two clubs have faced, they'll face them one more time. And the Warriors have won 16 of the last 17 contests against Houston. You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, it's a league of matchups, and the Warriors have a couple teams that they don't match up well against, but the Rockets are a team they do match up well against. And certainly Houston did their job tonight with a total of 15 offensive rebounds that led to 25 second-chance points. They outscored the Warriors 25-14 on second-chance points. But the free-throw line, a big difference for Golden State, and their defense coming down the stretch. Last 5 minutes, holding the Rockets to 4 of 11 shooting, only 9 points, and three turnovers. And so Ime Udoka, give him a lot of credit. He stayed with his bench guys because the bench guys took the lead from 24 in the third quarter and got the Rockets back in the game. He gave the Rockets a chance to win, and he rewarded those guys. They deserved that. Guys like Jock Landale, Jayshon Tate, Nate Williams, they all played really well tonight. Aaron Holiday was out there. He was a starter tonight. So Ime Udoka did the right thing. He rewarded the guys who were playing well and playing hard. His starters didn't get it done, and the Warriors, first time of the year, they get all five starters in double figures. 27 for Curry, 5 of 13 from 3, 8 of 9 from the line. He had 5 rebounds. 19 for Jimmy Butler, 6 of 15 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line. He had 8 boards. And then 18 points for Brandon Podziemski, our postgame guest. He really got the Warriors going in the first half offensively with a really nice job. 5 boards, 4 assists well. And then 13 for Draymond Green. He was 5 of 8 shooting with 8 assists. And then 10 points for Moses Moody. Double figures yet again for Moses as he continues his most consistent stretch in his NBA career. The Rockets get 25 from Aaron Holiday. That's a career high, tying 25 points for Holiday. 13 off the bench for Jock Landale. 11 for Nate Williams. And 10 for Jeff Green. Jeff Green hit a couple of big threes for the Rockets tonight. 10 points, 13 rebounds for Alperen Şengün, who's a really talented player, but the Warriors had him bottled up for a good chunk of the night. Didn't get back in the game after Landale and the bench crew got them back in business. So certainly the Warriors did a nice job on the starting five for the Rockets. Jalen Green was 3 for 10 from the field. Ahmed Thompson, 2 of 7. Brooks, 2 of 6 with a technical foul. And so the Warriors go on to win. They're 28-27 on the year, and the Rockets fall to 34-21. So as I mentioned, the Warriors have played a total now of 55 games. And so there are 27 games left, 13 home, 14 road. And the Warriors will start the second half, again, continuing this stretch where they play 12 out of 14 on the road. And if they can do well finishing off that stretch after the All-Star break, they're going to put themselves in position to try to regain some home court advantage at Chase in a year that has been a stop-and-start season for the Golden State Warriors. So the Warriors get the win and get ready to some to head back to the Bay. Warriors will have 9 different players participating in the All-Star weekend. Some will be staying here in Houston and then departing for their homes to enjoy some well-deserved time off. It's always good to recharge over the All-Star break. Yours truly will do the same as well with a family affair down in the Southlands.